I want to hear from our returning friend.
Oh, who's that, Eric?
I think it is Claire Friedman.
What?
Who? Oh, I should set this up on the pod. So our trips kind of intersected because this is the end of my tour, and Claire and Brad have just started a month-long road trip themselves and their dog, who is not here.
And our dog who bailed, frankly, on coming to the show.
Just like everyone
just
else.
Just like everybody. Brad and I are on a trip all the way from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific and back through Canada, through the United States, through some national parks that maybe aren't going to be there for too long. So we're doing that. We got to meet up with Eric. It's great. But let me tell you why we started the Atlantic Ocean. Because I don't know if you guys remember from last time I was on the podcast, but I moved. I'm a fancy New York lady now.
New York City.
New York City. Ooh. Fancy New York City. And man, let me tell you, the glitz and the glamour, it's all true. Wow, what a glitzy, glamoury place. So let me take you on a journey. That's right, it's a vignette story.
Mm.
Whoa, let's go. Brad and I got all of our life things into our New York apartment. And we were unpacking, and it was terrible, and we hated ourselves and each other, but it got done. But there was one night in particular where I had about 7 bags of trash that I was taking out to the sidewalk, because as we all know, New York is a garbage city full of garbage. and trash just goes out on the sidewalk, and one of them was full of kind of paper and cardboard and things, and so I put it down, and it's January or December, and a gust of wind catches it and blows it into the street. Before I can run after it, 3 cars hit it, and trash goes everywhere.
Oh.
And I say, well, I'm a litterer now. And that's just how life became. It's just, there's trash everywhere, all the time. That really felt like it reached its peak for me when I was walking through Tribeca and looking in the window of this boutique that probably had this dress that was probably 3 times my already exorbitant rent. And next to it was a queen-size mattress that had been there for at least 3 days. And I thought to myself, man, I'm a fancy New York lady now. Here we go. What a fancy, fancy place this is. While I've been there as well, I've been making some work contacts. Been trying to work with people. Met up for brunch with a friend of mine and a very, very nice woman who happened to work at a podcast company that I applied for a job at. My friend said, I think you guys would really like each other, get along. We had a great brunch. You know, the kind of brunch where you're just sitting around after the check has been paid and chatting. And I leaned forward and I said to them, excuse me for a minute. And I walked very abruptly in the middle of a sentence out away from the table because I had just shit myself.
Oh, no.
For the first time.
What?
As an adult woman, I actively shit, not my pants because I was wearing a cute skirt. I shit my cute skirt. And I stood up and I said, excuse me, and I walked downstairs and took care of myself the best I could. Walked back up, I said, let's all leave immediately, and hugged them goodbye, and then I said, oh, I left my cell phone at the table, which I hadn't, I just had to shit again. So that was a long walk home, about a mile of figuring out where I could duck in and duck out while I just tried to make it work until I got home to my beautiful boyfriend, and he said, how was it? And I said, I can't talk to you right now, I just shit myself. You know why I shit myself? Because I'm a fancy New York lady. A fancy lady who is fancy. Let me tell you, I'm a fancy, fancy New York lady. I get upset when it snows and the Starbucks close because for some reason they did that at 3 p.m. because they're garbage pussies. Let me tell you, I'm so fancy. I'm such a fancy New York lady. I got a fancy New York lady job. Got a fancy New York job. Set up this interview. going over to interview. Who cares? At the Tribeca Film Festival, you can look it up on my internet. So whatever. Tribeca Film Festival. Had such a good opportunity. Gonna get in a. Oh, I'm running late for my interview. What's that? Better get in a car. Lyft. Since we all stopped using Uber. Got in the back of the Lyft. Had my Trenta Black Iced Tea, unsweetened my water light ice, like I have every day. And was sipping in the back of the car, and was getting closer to Manhattan, and was thinking, you know, I'm getting a little car sick, but I think I'm okay. And pulled up to the building, and I walked up to the doorman, and I said, hi, I'm here for an interview on the fifth floor. And he said, let me call up real quick. And I was looking at him waiting, and I thought, I'm going to throw up. And I did. Right there. In my mouth. I kept it in.
Oh,
and I went out to the front door, and I held the door open with my high-heeled foot and threw up onto the sidewalk, collected myself, threw up one more time, collected myself, went up to the doorman and said, so should I go up or is she coming down? And he said, you should go up. And I said, thank you very much. I popped a piece of gum, and I did the interview, got the job. Because I'm a very fancy New York lady.
Fancy New York lady.
And let me tell you something about that job. You know who worked in that building? One Miss Malia Obama.
Whoa.
And she usually got to work just after the time that I threw up on the sidewalk. So Malia Obama could have walked through my vomit.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah. That's a fancy New York lady for you. Had so many fancy New York experiences. Falling in puddles, hitting Willem Dafoe with a sandwich. it's been such a fancy time. You know, everything is glitz and glamour when it comes to the old C. Friedman life. That said, I miss everyone. And, you know, I went 7 years in Chicago without ever seeing a penis on the subway. New York took a month and a half. Thank you.
Fancy New York lady! Oh, Claire, it's so good to have you back. We'll have to get you back on, like, a live show with the crowd and stuff.
This is a live show, Eric.
In New York's defense, it was my penis, and it was because I got a fish hook in it.
You're a fancy New York boy.
Yeah,
I am now.
You got to... Oh, I see. Yeah. I am from the fish hook.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's one way to...
Yeah.
You should let Leo Obama know that I didn't even apply to Harvard.
Can you do that?
You guys are like vomit twins.
I was on an elevator with her once. Whoa. And I was walking into the elevator and thought, oh, I know her. And I thought, I know her because that's Malia Obama.
That shows so much, like, discretion on your part that I am truly impressed.
We were in the elevator, I said nothing.
Yeah, you got
that's impressive.
For a day.
And they appreciate that. You know, Malia Obama appreciates that.
Yeah.
Do you think that your body is just, like, genuinely physically repulsed by any sort of networking?
It's a good. I like that.
You know what I felt good about is I didn't do that, and I was like, famous people probably come through here all the time. Like, nobody's going to be, like, excited about Malia Obama. And then my coworker, who I believe is the daughter, she's, you know, 40 something. I think her parent is a director of movies.
You didn't have to out her for her age.
Well, no. I got bored. But she like hangs out with famous people on the reg. And she came in one day, she was like, oh, I was in the elevator with Malia Obama! And everyone was like, oh my god, I saw her once? It was crazy. Everyone was like so much more excited about Malia any celebrity.
That makes you cooler than the rest of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Because I was like, psh, I totally kept my cool around it. No, I immediately put it on Twitter. What are you guys talking about?
Do you think it's stress that gave you the jumblies?
I think it was car sickness from all the iced tea I drink.
Okay.
Because sure. I didn't eat food with
I'm
it.
With you. Just because there's a lot of career people that I know who in high pressure situations have sharted. Like, I know three people. I get one of them right home after the fact.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
That's very nice.
I'm a good guy.
You're very I'm a good guy.
Yeah, I think it was maybe an excess of raisins. I'm not sure.
Yeah, raisins will do that. There's too much fiber in raisins. They've really, I don't know who did that, but they were a madman.
In my opinion, raisins are not that different from prunes. In my opinion.
Whoa.
Who knows what?
Controversy alerts.
very Scott Ackerman sound joke.
Yeah.